Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
First things first, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
Well, Symphony, a chat and a work collaboration platform for the banking industry, has raised $165 million in fresh funds, adding Standard Chartered's SV Ventures and MU FG Innovation Partners Mitsubishi UFG Financial's Venture Fund to bolster its global footprint.
The platform, developed specifically for the financial services industry, has seen rapid growth since its debut in 2014, and it now wants to expand to new products and markets. Queenie Chan, head of Apex Symphony, joins us today. Queenie, thanks for joining us, and talk to us about the genesis of Symphony and how it gained traction in such a short time.
Thank you very much for having me today. I'm very honored to be here. The vision of Symphony is to provide a secure and collaborative and compliant platform for our customers and any of the institutions who are preparing to digitalize their organization and provide more collaboration across the firm. So since the inauguration of the Symphony product in October 2014, as you mentioned, we are very well supported by, currently we've done 5 rounds of fundraising and have been supported by 30 financial institutions to be our investors and also committed users. And in the 4-year-old journey, we have successfully gained over 400 institutional customers, which represented 430,000 users globally. And with that, we are providing a lot of capabilities which allow our customers to innovate on an open platform while do not compromise the security and compliance aspects of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Queenie, tell us, how is Symphony planning to use the funds to grow its workflow automation business or to increase its sales presence in the APAC market?
Sure. So currently, there are about 1/3 of our overall Symphony users are based in Asia. So it's a pretty big community. And their demographic ranging across from the front office sales and trading all the way to middle and back office, IT, as well as some in the private wealth sectors as well. So with that, usually the firms will start using our platform to increase their internal efficiency and also consolidating a lot of their compliance and security requirements. And then, but now, as I mentioned, because there are more and more firms that are starting to get on the journey, that we have started to see this cross-firm workflow coming up together. So we actually were very happy that we just finished our annual conference called Innovate Asia that happened in June 13 in Singapore, where our customers actually went on stage, including a lot of the global banks as well as the regional players like Bank of Singapore, etc. They went on stage and to demo what they built on Symphony. And we've seen a very diverse type of workflows that they're starting to build. For example, from a front office perspective, there were chatbots that were built to talk to each other in terms of providing consent for any principal trading when they receive a customer order in the equity trading world. Or they have done some front to back office workflow automation, including, say, front office KYC checks or account checks, and then for trade reconsideration in the back office. And we also see some of the more AI-driven workflow that are being done on Symphony. For example, J.P. Morgan actually went on stage and demo how they are using Symphony to analyze the market trend data that's been shared among their own employees. And this is something that was not possible when they didn't have an overall platform for the entire organization.
So, Queenie, over 31% of Symphony's global users are located in the APEC region at the moment. Sounds like that's why you want to expand your presence here. Important region for you.
That's absolutely right. We have users really over 20 countries in Asia. We are part of many of the ecosystem of our global banking system. So any offices, people have presence in Asia, they might be using Symphony. For me, sitting in this role, I obviously would love to see, because many of our users, as the company is starting from Silicon Valley, Palo Alto. So it's rolling over from the U.S. and spread across EMEA and then to APAC. So our users, a lot of them actually come from the global financial institutions. So my mandate for the next 2 years is to grow also the local ecosystem to make sure all the regional players, including the Singaporean financial institutions, Hong Kong, Japan, Australian, Korean, Indian, etc., they are all also become the part of the ecosystem. Then there's a lot of these workflow that can be expanded expanded beyond the global banks and global asset managers.
Well, how is Symphony's market solutions addressing the growing need for digital transformation or automation in the financial services industry, Queenie? And talk to us about some of the tech trends and how Symphony fits in.
When Symphony was first launched, we were very much focusing on building what we call the information highway within the companies as well as across the companies. So which is why when you are a Symphony user and you are being verified by your own firm and authenticated and you have your own unique identity, and this is how we started bridging the communication, starting with a live communication tool, which is a live chat tool that can be used across your desktop mobile devices. Now that Symphony solution, market solution was a new product that we launched actually at the conference I just mentioned in Singapore about a month ago. So this is a new business line that that was grown based on the feedback that we received from the market. Is that now that we have the industry from front-to-back offices or even back-to-back offices are being connected, now we want to take it to the next phase, which is to understand how we can A, automate a lot of the manual processes that still exist in the system, and B, how do we prevent all these information loads coming from multiple legacy systems or systems that do not talk to each other. And thirdly, is to provide a field for standardization of industry practice, given everybody are very focused usually on innovation and also digitization of your own process right now. And it has come to a point that there might be a conversion that needs to be done in order to standardize the practice to make everyone's lives easier. So this is why we launched this product, and we so far have received very good feedback. It really comprised from three components that we are offering. One is a consultation service to allow our customers to provide any solutions when they want to transform the organization digitally. And the second part is we also provide a selection of standard products that most of our clients are going after. For example, integration with Jira, Confluence, or Salesforce, etc., or any of the data vendors. And the third piece will be a lot of these localized projects that we're working on with a specific set of customers to address the standardization issues that I mentioned. In terms of tech trends, we actually are very lucky that we are being labeled as a lot of our partners, like a close strategic partners from our clients. So, for example, if they're addressing, as I mentioned, the information overloaded situation, then they might be or in a cost-cutting mode that they might be looking into how do they reduce some of the data or system consumption by having only one unified platform with the right plugins and to provide contextual intelligence when they work. So instead of consuming multiple different systems and multiple different communication tools in order to get one task done, you are able to check all your messages, all your emails, consume all the system's data in one place and to act on it and to collaborate as appropriate. So that will be the first piece that we are very frequently worked on. The second piece, I would say, is all these RPA or AI processes. So as you know, a lot of firms are working very hard to not just upgrade the existing infrastructure of the technology, but they also want to add more automated process. It could be things, very manual processes can be done by the bot, and human can be augmented in a way that they will only manage by exceptions. So we are quite heavily involved in that space as well, given we provide open APIs for our customers for them to build their own integrations and insert their own AI engines into Symphony. And I would say the third piece, which I would say is actually really the most important piece, is about the data security and your data privacy. So as you know, hacking goes around the world every day, and we specializing in the financial industry and the regulated market are seeing all the information are very precious and they are very market moving. So everyone obviously must have set aside a budget and also put in a lot of resource to understand how to protect the data better, because all these data, the more valuable the data you have, it's the biggest target for the hackers. And it's very unavoidable, particularly when the firms are starting to go on cloud, and which is a major puzzle for many firms. So for us, we are always in the cybersecurity conversation because we provide a very unique model of architecture, how we guard your data. So the data is being set up with end-to-end encryption while we decouple the encryption key outside from the data, meaning only our customer has access to their own data, as in Symphony also could not access your data. With that in place, then you are able to protect a lot of the internal sensitive data while not being accessed by external parties, including the hackers as well as the other vendors. So with that in place, and we, you know, this is a very important topic, especially, you know, now the workforce are usually very distributed and there's a lot of mobile usage in terms of the get work done. So we are here to allow our customers to be able to work efficiently while they are still able to not to compromise the convenience by adding too much controls or layers of approval or the banning of the devices. With the technology, they are able to use their own existing devices, but you can still protect your data.
Queenie, thanks so much. We're going to have to leave it there. Queenie Chan is head of APEC at Symphony. Thanks for joining us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.